You're listening to SBS News.
The UN Trade and Development Agency is warning that few countries are likely to be left unscathed by the COVID-19 outbreak's financial ramifications. Richard Cosell-Wright, the director of the agency's Division on Globalization and Development Strategies.
We envisage a slowdown in the global economy to under 2% for this year. And that will probably cost in the order of $1 trillion compared with what people were forecasting back in September.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average sank 7.8%, its steepest drop since the financial crisis of 2008, as a free fall in oil prices and worsening fears of fallout from the coronavirus outbreak seized markets. The sharp drops triggered the first automatic halts in trading in two decades. Analyst Dan Ives from Wedbush Securities in New York says the market was already in a precarious position.
I mean, the coronavirus fear and panics and the news over the weekend as that continues to spread. And the double whammy has been the oil issue, as the Saudis, you know, are significantly increasing production and especially really going aggressively after pricing. You know, oil collapsing down as much as 30% combined with the coronavirus fears. I mean, that is just such a difficult 1-2 punch for the market that was already sort of teetering to hit. And I think that's really been a perfect storm that you've seen develop this morning.
In Europe, the German stock market index fell by 7.8%, while the benchmark French stock market index fell 6.25% when trading began on Monday. In Italy, the country worst hit by the COVID-19 in Europe, its market dropped more than 10% within 1 hour after trading on Monday. Closer to home, New Zealand's NZX 40 opened on Tuesday morning down nearly 4%. Australia's ASX 200 index dropped sharply by 7.4% at the close on Monday. Australia's Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, speaking yesterday, said the country's economy remains strong despite the shares market plunging.
Well, market volatility in terms of equity markets is not uncommon at times like this. And as you would be aware, there are many factors behind movements in equity markets. And I note that some announcements by the Russians and the Saudis in relation to oil overnight, and we've seen a steep drop in the oil price in recent weeks. So there are a number of factors at play when it comes to the equity markets, but our financial system remains strong, our economy remains strong. This is a very different situation.
Susan Schmidt, the head of US equities portfolio management at Aviva Investors, says she doesn't believe the market has finished dropping yet.
I don't think that the bottom is going to be today, but I do think we're going to see the frenzy of it this week, and that the worst news is coming right now with the combination of the oil price drop and the coronavirus. You know, kind of, but the coronavirus is going to be an ongoing shock. I think the worst of that is past. I think the oil piling onto it is really where the pressure is today. But I think we're going to see volatility all week as people reposition.
Analyst Dan Ives says the problem now is that investors are no longer always making rational decisions.
Look, I think there's emotional, there's fear, there's panic, right? I mean, we're obviously in a very nervous, unprecedented situation. But I think you have to separate between the fear and the self-fulfilling prophecy and the economic impact. And then that's the broader worry.
And the UN's Richard Cosell-Wright agrees that the world's finances are in a particularly vulnerable state at the moment.
The collapse of oil prices has been a contributing factor to that growing sense of unease and panic. And so it's very difficult, obviously, to predict the course of markets. What they do suggest is a world that is extremely anxious. There's a degree of anxiety now that is well beyond the health scares, which are very serious and concerning, but the economic ramifications of this are obviously causing a major concern.
Alan Lee, SBS News.